Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Hufflinger. I am the CEO of Athletic Estate, and I am here today with the Chief Experience Officer of Encore, Jorge Gonzalez. Jorge, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you today and to talk sports, to talk life. We're going to learn a little bit about the world of finance and banking. A lot of our athletes, our coaches, the parents, athletic directors, and we're in a whole new world of sports. And so many athletes, they wake up every day to train the body. But today we're going to talk about training the bag. And so share a little bit about yourself. And again, we're so excited to have you part of this.
I'm excited to be here, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having me. I've been at Encore for 6 years, and I feel like I am living the dream. You know, a lot of people spend their entire careers trying to figure out what to do, where to go, and that was me, and I finally landed at Encore Bank, and it's given me the opportunity and the platform to do things like this, and it's amazing. So it's really fun. I've been in banking for about 21 years, and I have a big passion for financial education. So when this partnership came about, I was nothing but thrilled. I mean, I am so excited to be partnering up with you all and talking about all things finance.
I love it. We're excited too. You know, we have so many athletes that are, walking into this new world of sports, and they're looking at, wow, I'm getting my first paycheck. And they're thinking about how do I deal with this new bag? And so I'd love for you to share a little bit with your experience. You work with athletes in your time, and Encore Bank's got just a tremendous culture for the individual. And I think a lot of our athletes who are out there that are trying to figure out how to take ownership of their life, you guys have spent a lot of time helping other people take ownership of theirs in the finance space. And even the Encore brand itself, like how you guys have grown up as a bank, is very much about it's owned by the employees. Like there's a sense of connection amongst everybody. And I think for us, even as we saw that, that made an impact on us, on who we wanted to partner with. So share a little bit about what needs to go into that thinking on finances. Like where do we start if we're an athlete?
Yeah, I think it goes even before being a human, like person, right? Yeah. I remember going to school and not understanding, what an emergency was or how to prepare for one.
Yeah.
Right? And so you, an athlete, or you play for a team, you make money, but nobody teaches you how to manage that. Same thing at school, right? You go to school, you learn a trade, you know what you want to do with your life, but you have no idea what to do with all your earnings. How do you manage that? And that causes a lot of unnecessary stress in your life. Because if you were able to understand that and how to create a spending plan or how to prepare for the future, you wouldn't have to worry so much about those low times, right? Or those times where there wasn't enough, because you prepared for it. You understood money. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, we let money control us instead of us controlling money.
Yeah.
And we should be in control.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it makes a lot of sense. You know, we don't walk into a game without a game plan.
Right.
Right? And if we're going into life, we need to have that same plan.
Exactly.
For life. There's a part where, we talked about, that plan of having that emergency fund, or what do you have? And some of that has to do with savings and different things. So, share a little bit about the importance of that, or, how do I think about saving? I've got money. And as an athlete, I'm saying to myself, I'm going to get more checks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get more bags. Like, why do I need to save?
I'll start next time.
Yeah, I'll start next time. Why do I need to save anything?
Yeah. Listen, I think when the conversation of money comes, you grew up, maybe in my experience, I grew up not being able to talk about politics, religion, or money.
Okay.
Those are the three subjects you're going to talk about, right? So automatically it has this negative connotation to money does. And so things like this, and having conversations and listening to podcasts or talking with people about it, really creates a safe space for us to be able to know where to start. Because if you start already with money in your statements, sometimes it's overwhelming. You don't know where to start. How do I start creating a plan? How do I start saving if I don't really understand how to manage what I already have? And so I think that there's steps to creating that habit. And the first one's really understanding money. Where does money come from? Where do you get your money? And then what do you do with it, right? Once you get a grasp of that, and that's in our first seminar of managing your money and understanding your money, we go that specific. Then you start thinking, okay, now I know where my money's going, right? I know where it's coming from. I know where it's going and where it has to go. Now we got to start thinking about our future, and savings is a huge thing. But like you said, it's easy to put aside because, oh, I'm going to receive some more checks, or I'm going to get this amount later. It starts with the first paycheck. You got to pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Right? You are the one who works hard. You're the one that puts in the hours. You're the one in practice. You're the one playing the game. You should pay yourself a percentage of that money, of that income, instead of putting it in your spending plan. Put yourself as a payee on your spending plan and learn to save. And that'll be a big difference. Treat savings like a bill.
Well, and as that bill, we've got, I'm an athlete. I've got a lot, maybe I'm younger, but I've got a lot of people around me. So and there may be a lot of bills that are being asked to be paid. And a lot of our athletes are dealing with that. You know, they've got the entourages, and we've seen throughout history how many athletes have made a lot, scored a lot of points. They scored all the points, but they did not know how to play good defense. And a lot of it came because they had big entourages around them that they had to feed alongside them. And but you're saying, you know, we need to play better defense.
Yeah, it's a really hard, it's a hard game. It's a hard position, right?
Yeah. We don't always want to play defense, right? We don't like to score points.
We don't. And sometimes learning how to say no is really hard, right? But it doesn't necessarily have to be no, period. It's maybe not at this time.
Not at this time.
Be patient with me.
Yeah.
You see this future. You see what's happening. Give me a little bit more time, and the outcome may be bigger for your entire entourage. I'm not saying you cannot support them. It's most of the time it's family, right? And so you want to be able to help. But there is some sacrifices that have to be done at the beginning to be able to have a bigger outcome at the end.
That makes a lot of sense. And if you're an athlete listening out there, and take this to heart, because it's so important that, you know, we make sure that the athlete in the game of sports is able to be successful in the game of life. And if we spend everything that we made while we were playing, then the odds of us having to go figure out that job situation, as opposed to living, you know, with some generational, you know, transformational type of wealth, that gets thrown away in those early years. And it, at a time in life where, for a lot of our athletes, you know, they're making significant checks, the bags are legitimate, and the expenses are actually at the lowest, which is also something that is really interesting. But in that, you know, savings is one aspect, but then a lot of people, you know, they get that bag, and some of them, they really want to do well, right? They're like, hey, I get the saving, you know, I get trying to make sure I protect some things. But then they start thinking, well, what about, you know, investing?
Yeah.
Right? What does that look like? And so maybe share a little bit about, you know, high level where, you know, where does one start thinking in those frames? Like, you talk about the when. Do I do it right away? Do I wait? You know, do I invest in my cousin's car wash? You know, do I invest in myself? You know, where do you draw the line and all that? Like, how do you start to think about that?
So I love what you're saying, because I want to say this, and this is a mistake I've done before. Nobody's like you, right? You're your own person, and sometimes we like to do what others do, and that's hard, because we don't want to replicate. They may not have the same needs. And I say this because as a young individual, it's very easy to say, well, I'm going to do it exactly like this person. Well, this person might not have the exact same goals or needs that you have, right? Or the same amount of family, or the same as the bigger or smaller entourage, or responsibilities. And so I want to start by saying, don't ever mimic other people. Do for you and what's important to you. And it starts by setting goals.
Yeah.
What are your financial goals, right? What do you want your future to look like? What does life look like after sports?
Yeah.
What is your dream? Is it owning real estate? Is it going down the restaurant business? Is it going down fashion? What is your goal? And then once you have a little bit of that knowledge, then you can start investing in certain things that are going to allow you to get to that dream.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of athletes, you know, we talk to mom and dad, they would say, I've been investing in my kids' future for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, some cases 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And, you know, for a lot of parents that, of athletes, you know, they're asking the same question, when do I get my return?
Yeah.
So that first bag comes in and it's like, hey, you know, it's payday.
Yeah.
Like, let's go do something with it. So talk a little bit maybe about the competing interests of that, and maybe where do we manage that? Like, how do we manage that balance of me, the athlete, and building my, my foundation, as well as, you know, having, you know, family and some people around us that have invested into us, and in some ways, we're the investment
mm-hmm.
as an athlete. You know, how do we handle those things?
Yeah, that's a tough one, mm-hmm. right? Coming from a big family, you want to be able to be there and support in any way you can, and return what they've invested in you. However, I do believe that just like you have your team on the field,
yeah.
your entourage is your team.
Yeah.
And you gotta get together and create a plan together. If
yeah.
it's really an investment, then work together on what that future is gonna look like, and don't mismanage your money so much that you don't have anything at the end, right? And having those transparent conversations. You know, you talked a little bit about our culture at Encore, and one of the reasons why we're such a unique organizations because we're transparent with each other, and we all have skin in the game. We all are accountable. We all work together for our company to win. That's the same that things that you want in the field as well as in your family who are expecting a return. And so I think that having those difficult, transparent conversations create a plan together.
Mm.
Say maybe not now, but if we take these steps together, we could get to a bigger thing.
I think that's great advice. Again, if you're listening, you know, this is so powerful. And you know, as we go through this upcoming fall, you know, we're going to get a chance for a lot of people to get around you and get around the Encore team and learn about, you know, some of these different skill sets, right? How to manage your finances, how to handle savings, how to look at investment. But the last one I want to speak to is really, I think, one that is kind of top of mind for a lot of athletes when they first get that bag is, how do I buy that house for mom?
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
Home ownership becomes a really important thing. So, you know, give us a sense of, you know, what people can expect to learn a little bit when they do come and go through the Pathways program.
Yes.
You know, what are some of the things that they're going to see?
Absolutely. So Pathways was built for the community, for
yeah.
people, to help people, just like what you're doing. So we understand that in order to be good with money, you have to understand it, and you have to have education on it, and that's not necessarily provided
yeah.
in schools.
Yeah.
And so we created this so that we would be able to do this for the community and say, hey, we have this program, we want to help you. They're all general in nature, so they're very general in nature. Some nurses are general in nature and can impact everybody in a different way. But it gives you a lot of tips and ideas that whenever you go and do talk to this professional, financial professional, you have a leg to stand on. So you know where to go, you know the questions you want to answer, and have direction on what your future looks like. So we'll start with managing your money, which talks a little bit about understanding money, where it comes from, where it goes, creating the spending plan, and understanding the difference. Even though it sounds easy, it's a lot harder. The needs and wants get really hard. And then
I'll say on this point, we all have a great game plan
yeah.
in the game. And I think it was Tyson who said it best, you know, everyone has a great game plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You all have a great game plan until you see that you know, that the Maybach just
yeah.
come right in front of you, and you realize, I can buy this car right now, and you're going, oh shoot, do I buy this car
yeah.
right now? And well, you could, but the question is, how does that impact on your taxes? How
right.
does that impact, you know, what you can put away to build for a
yeah.
future? And there's so many different things that you start to think about, but the car is really shiny when you see it.
Yeah.
So how to handle that? Continue.
Yeah. And keep your head in the game.
Keep your head in the game.
Keep your head in the game.
That's right.
And make sure, understand that those goals and all of these seminars are treat them as living documents. You can erase and change, and your ideas may shift. Your passions may shift.
Yeah.
It's okay to go back and change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you're done and you have to follow that for the rest of your life. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Make sure it's you, but adaptive to your life.
Yeah.
We'll learn about savings. Well, one of the things that's really important too, especially in a young age, we'll talk about credit, right?
Yeah.
I remember going to college and signing off my name away just for that free t-shirt at college.
Sure.
Do you remember those? Let's create smart habits
around
credit, not only on how to build it, but how to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's super important because that will allow you to get to that house that you want to buy for your parents.
That's right.
Or that dream house you want for you, for your future. And when you get to that, your pathway to home ownership, it's a really fun one, especially that we know that that may be a far-fetched dream right now for a lot of our young athletes, but it's giving you the knowledge, and knowledge is power when it comes to money.
That's right.
And so it's giving you the knowledge, kind of like the platform of understanding, these are the steps to get to where I want to be. So you'll learn a lot of that.
I love that. So we're going to manage the finances, we're going to look at savings, we're going to understand credit, and ultimately how we can look at purchasing our first home.
Yeah.
Right? And I think those are great things to consider. So if you're an athletic director out there, if you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're an athlete, this is how you get the extra credit, is come check out Pathways. There's going to be a Pathways event every month in September, October, November, and December this fall. And we look forward to having you come be a part of it and invite your students, your kids, your classes, your athletes. Let them come be a part of this. It's going to be tailored for the athlete, but it's going to be tailored for the athlete community, which means coaches, parents, athletic directors. We're all dealing with a lot of the same things. Let's get educated together. Let's learn together. And let's continue to make this NIL space something that is uplifting our athletes and setting things up for the future so that these athletes aren't just winning in the game of sports, but we're winning in the game of life. So Jorge, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you to Encore Bank. And we're so excited to have you a part of this. And let's win together. We're
I love that. That is our slogan.
Yeah, let's win together. There it is. Awesome. My brother.
We're thrilled. Thank you so much for having us. And I cannot wait.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. Well, game on. We'll see you.